You mentioned President Obama's campaign to make government service cool again and public service cool again. And that's kind of the campaign we started 7 years ago. Actually, this will be our 8th annual Service to America medals. We like to call them the Sammies. But we created this program to help re-energize government service, restore the prestige of government service, and inspire new people into federal service. And we recognize the important accomplishments and the significant accomplishments that federal employees are doing on our behalf every day.
And how are these people selected? I mean, you take nominations. Nominations are now open, right?
Correct. We are collecting nominations through Monday, March 9th, and that's a recent extension. It was at the end of February, but with the transition in government right now, we wanted to give a little extra time for the agencies to pull together the nominations. All career civilian federal employees are eligible for this award. They can be in any level of government. They could be any part of the country or around the world. And anyone may participate as a nominator, whether it's a colleague, a supervisor, even a friend or family member. And sometimes even private sector colleagues will want to nominate and recognize the successful public-private partnership.
How many nominees do you get? Well, let's take a look at last year. How many nominees did you have last year, and how many winners did you select?
We generally receive about 500 nominations each year. It's a nice number, and what's really great about the program is even though we whittled that down to about 30 finalists and then 8 award recipients, even just, you know, nominating someone is a great way to recognize the great work that they do and, you know, show appreciation for their contributions within your particular office or area of government.
Now that you're getting a pile of nominations in, you're going to close them, you said, March 9th, and you'll start to go through and do that whittling down process that you mentioned. What makes a good nomination? What makes a nomination something that causes the judges to step back and say, this is one we want to take to the next level?
Well, we start with 3 basic criteria, and those are folks that, again, they've had a significant accomplishment. It has to be in their line of work as a federal employee. We're not looking for a volunteer service that they would do outside of government, but really something that they've accomplished inside as a federal employee. They've done something that is innovative. They've demonstrated great leadership through their position, and they've also shown a strong commitment to public service through their work. And, you know, the kinds of things that we recognize, they come from all backgrounds in federal government. You know, some from recent years, you know, the folks might be working on renewable energy sources. They might be working to help prevent fraud in programs like Medicare or federal housing and make sure that those vital programs are reaching their intended beneficiaries. There's some, you know, significant scientific breakthroughs, whether it's new drug treatments to, you know, prevent cancer or at least help stave off cancer effects. Perhaps it's technology to help our troops if they're coming back with severe battlefield injuries. It's helping them restore their quality of life. So it can run the full gamut of accomplishments.
But sometimes people think that it's only the senior level folks. And this really, I mean, you've recognized people all up and down the chain.
That's right, and you know, especially for young people that are new to federal service, we have a category. It's called Call to Service, and this is for federal employees that are 35 years of age or younger, and they have 5 or fewer years in government service. And there we're looking, again, the important contributions that the new generation can bring into government service. So they might not have had, you know, a huge accomplishment on their own already, but they might have made an innovative accomplishment or contribution to a big accomplishment within an organization.
And who does the judging, and how are these actually, who comes up with, who are the winners?
We have a 2-step process in the selection, and as I mentioned, we generally receive about 500 nominations. And the first step is for our staff at the Partnership for Public Service to review all those nominations against the criteria that I mentioned, and come up with who we think are the, you know, the best candidates to be the finalists. And we'll announce those finalists later this summer, usually by late June. Then we present those candidates to a prestigious selection committee. They include leaders from the corporate world, members of Congress, university presidents. We also bring in some representatives from Hollywood or the media. And those folks, they don't have to meet, but they get to review the nominations and vote for who they think ought to be the award recipients at the end of the year.
Not the crazy media people, though. They don't. What do those people know? And give folks an idea of some of the people who have come to mind that particularly stood out in your mind that were people that, you know, you just might not have expected that won.
Well, I'll think one of our Citizen Services Medal winner from last year, Dr. Rajiv Jain, is from the Department of Veterans Affairs in Pittsburgh. And what he did was help create a new system that's really reduced the spread of MRSA staph infections within their hospital system. You know, he saw a real problem, antibiotic-resistant staph infection being spread through their units, and he came up with a new system. It wasn't a great scientific breakthrough with new drugs or new technology, but rather new processes and procedures to make sure that these infections weren't spreading from patient to patient and also from the caregivers to each other. And what was also terrific about this nomination is it was not only a great success in reducing the spread of MRSA in their hospital, but it was adopted throughout the VA hospital system worldwide, and then also, you know, recognized in the private sector. Private hospital systems recognized the success and adopted it as well.
Very nice. Jim Seymour is program manager for the SAMMEs. You can get much more information. We'll give your website.
Certainly. The website is servicetoamericametals.org, and everything is online there. The full nomination process, there's a very simple online nomination form where you provide information about the nominee and the nominator and then a couple paragraphs about their accomplishment that will hopefully just get our attention and want us to learn more.